Already there, brother.
Nice.
This is really nice, huh, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's the Crusaders, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, I'm telling you, that was and always has been an all-time favorite with me. And I remember driving up Highway 95 over here on the East Coast, right? And leaving Virginia, going up through Washington, D.C., and maybe to Philadelphia and wherever I was going, right? I put the Crusaders on. Wow. There's so much music. Man, ladies and gentlemen, that was Joe Sample, the infamous Joe Sample, a pianist and saxophonist, Wilton Felder, and the drummer was Styx, S-T-I-X Hooper. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot, there was one more member, I believe, and they started their name with the Crusaders, and then they called themselves the Jazz Crusaders, right, or whatever it was. But these were some bad cats. That song is called Free as the Wind. And Mike, we did a show one time, song with no words, right?
And yes, we did. That was something that came from my son when he was very little.
The memory doesn't fail me. And I remember that. And it was one of those songs that you don't need any words, Mike. It was just, it'll put you in a zone, so to speak.
Yep.
And that's what I loved about that. And during the song, you said, William, I hope you have that in rotation. Yeah, my friend, you know me very well. Absolutely. Absolutely. Man.
I've got one coming up for you later in the tonight's show.
One of those?
I think it's going to be a rotation song. I think. That's entirely up to,
well, we gonna
to
find...
Wild Will. I think I found one for rotation.
You
for
think
tonight.
So? We're going to find out. In the meantime, let's try out some Buster Benton right here. Can we do that? Is that Buster Benton?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Now, this might be a good rotation song, too.
You know, it's living up to the billing.
It's a pity.
Yes, it is. It's already there, Mike.
Low down.
Oh! Oh, yes, sir. It gets gooder and gooder, Mike. It gets gooder and gooder, bro. Yeah.
Low down.
Great pick. Great pick.
Thank you.
Tell me how.
I like that.
Can a poor man make it?
Oh.
I said, when money is the name of the game.
Shut up.
I used to have
I like
the
that.
Best credit every place in town. I signed my name, no money down.
Oh my goodness.
Things done got tough, y'all.
That's too
He's
good,
another
man.
One's been around forever.
Man.
Now my name won't even buy me.
Oh. Low down. I mean, just low down. Oh! I love this song.
Tell me, how can a poor man make it? I said, when money is the name of the game.
I tried to send you the best, William.
Look out, Lee. About the frames. make it. Hey, I said when money, yeah, is the name of the game.
We can drop the mic on that one. We can drop the mic.
Nice.
Wow. Hey, Mike, you knew I would like that. You knew it.
I listen for weeks ahead of our shows, and I try to save stuff that that William's going to like. I really do.
Look here.
I try to throw you some curveballs along the way too.
Yeah, but it didn't work this time. And 15 seconds into the song, I slid that into the rotation. 15 seconds. Wow. Buster Benton, Money is the Name of the Game. Mike, that could have been your mad pick. That definitely could have been your mad pick, my friend. That was crazy.
My mad pick and that song have a lot in common.
Well, we're going to find out.
I think you know the story behind my mad pick because, are you going to play it now?
As a matter of fact.
This song just came out not too long ago, and it became very controversial.
I knew where you were going with that. You and I talked about that off air, but man, oh man, oh man, this Buster Benton song, I hadn't heard that before. We didn't play this before. You didn't play this before, right?
Oh no!
No!
He's got a lot of stuff out there too. He's got a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Oh, I'm gonna have to research that. Immediately, like I said, 15 seconds into the song, it went into the rotation. Is that what you were talking about? You said, William, there's one song, or maybe I don't know what you're referring to.
I got another one coming up.
Uh-oh, okay.
I think it's equally as good. So we'll see, but you be the judge.
Oh, well, we're going to find out. I know that one worked. Okay. Now, drum roll, everybody. Look, each week we have a mad pick of the week and a wild pick of the week. That's Mad Mike holding it down on, he's got it anchored. That's right. He's got it anchored on the West Coast. I've got it anchored right here on the East Coast. And we end up taking any prisoners. We're not taking any prisoners. I'm telling you right here. And this is Mad Mike's pick.
Let me comment before we get
into this. Go and do it. Hurry up, because I'm getting ready to drop the needle.
No, let me do a little setup on this one. So this song actually came out, I believe it was last March.
Okay.
My happy ass. But this song came out last March. Well, this is a country artist that does not want the limelight. He does free concerts. He doesn't want, he turned down a
$8 million?
$8 million. He turned down $8 million from the music industry.
Yes.
Because that's not who he is. And he's a good old boy, country boy. Well, immediately, this song got slammed.
You could have gave it to me.
As somehow being racist. And I want everybody out there, listen to all these words in this song. And make up your own mind and let us know. You can get a hold of Will. He's got an email address out there. I've got one.
Okay.
And you let us know. But watch the reactions. Go to YouTube and watch the reactions from all over. It doesn't matter if you're a conservative or what's the other one? Conservative liberal.
Mike.
Everybody across the road defended this song. But there was a few people stirring the pot going, oh, this must be racist. So I want you to all listen to the song.
Judge.
And make up your own mind.
For yourself.
This song went to number one the first week it was out. This gentleman, because of his voice and because of the storytelling he had, he actually had four songs in the top 10 all at once on the country charts because the message he was sending, and this song in particular, is talks about the struggle of the common man, not race,
right,
but the common man against the wealthy.
Wow.
And how things aren't equally divided a lot of times.
Well,
and so that it's the, he's talking about the struggle of the common man is my opinion, and everyone you can have your own, but listen to this song because this got controversial real quick. And again, this gentleman, he does free concerts. He turned down $8 million to go into the industry.
Yep. Okay, God.
So that shows character.
Yeah.
To me. That shows he's got character.
$8 million. Mike, okay. I could use the $8 million right now. Is that Oliver Anthony?
Oliver Anthony. And he's been all over the news.
Oh, boy.
2 weeks ago.
Folks, you understand why this show is different from all others that we produce and promote on the Buzz Network. Studio W Buzz. Studio W, the Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, look, we do this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's the funnest in broadcasting anywhere around the world.
When this song is done, I want you to give out your email address, and I'll give out mine too.
Overtime. Let's do it.
For bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. For people like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is, oh it is, living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men know, the rich men, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. Cause the rich men know the rich men. I wish politicians look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. For people like me, for people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is, oh it is, living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men know, the rich men, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do. Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. Cause the rich men know the rich men. Been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
Okay, drop the mic. Drop the mic. Okay, Mike, I got an immediate response from that song by one of our listeners right now. And she said it doesn't sound anything racist to her. And I concur. It's just real. Real life. I know.
Yeah.
What? Wait a minute, hold
it's,
it.
It's about, it's okay. about the have and have nots.
Okay.
That's what he's talking about. They're busting their ass 7 days a week and working overtime, barely making it, and other people are living in their castles.
Doesn't that involve all of us? Man.
That's my understanding. Now, read something different into that song, but if you go and you look at the reactions on YouTube of people listening to it, it's across the board. Liberal, conservative, middle of the road. Everybody goes, what are people complaining about?
Okay.
That's a song about the struggle of the middle class or the lower class.
Absolutely. You know, I got permission from the CEO to say this. Those that think that is racist, that's bullshit. Okay. All right.
I like him better already.
Look, Mike.
He was supposed, he was supposed nothing, to double my
There was nothing
week.
Racist about that. How do you,
I don't think so. I didn't hear it.
Well, guess what? I got an immediate response during the song from one of our listeners. Okay? And that was from the Bronx lady. The Bronx lady G. The Bronx lady G. And so during the middle of the song, she said, there's nothing racist about this. This is real life. This is real stuff. We're all going through this, right? And the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. This is what I'm getting out of this, man.
And middle class disappears.
Okay. I'm trying to stop cussing, Mike. I'm going to a therapist right now. Did I tell you about I'm going to a therapist?
Just call me. I'll be your therapist.
I know. Because I'm being my own therapist.
I'll fix you right up. Just like I told you the other day, don't take sand to the beach.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
I have the ability to fix you. You just trust in me, Mr. William Brown. Trust in me and I will set you free for a small fee.
Just don't offer me any Kool-Aid. Okay. I ain't drinking it. I promise you. Mike, oh my God.
Did I ever tell you my Jim Jones joke? No. Never mind, the punchline's too long. What? That joke usually kills.
Mike, can I get to my pick?
That joke usually kills.
Mike, can I get to my pick? Do you mind?
Oh, Lord, after we finish having fun, you can.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I tell you what. You talk about tissues.
He's not going to help you.
No. You talk about tissues. I bought a towel. Oh, God. Okay. Mike. My pick, how do you transition from this? Because I'm going to get serious right now. How do you do this? Only on the buzz, ladies and gentlemen, the baddest on the network, the baddest around the world. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we are bringing back radio. We are bringing back radio to its original it's really intentional, the original intention. Meaning?
Entertainment.
Information. Education. You know?
Laughter.
And latest news. And this, hey Mike, kick back, grab a glass, brother. My pick, the wild pick of the week from none other than this bad man, Derek the Change Man Smith. Look, ladies. Look. I tell you right now. Look. Woo! Oh, you better fasten your seatbelt. I tried to told you. But you weren't listening.
I can't ignore
Woo!
What I feel. I tried to tell myself that what I feel ain't real.
I cried about it.
I lied.
Oh, baby, talk to me.
Woo! Almost died about it. Oh, baby, I'm still crazy. I'm crazy. Still you crazy.
Man,
I know you moved on. You got a new family. I heard you got three kids.
You got three kids.
And they say your oldest boy looks like me.
Yeah.
I heard that you're doing good. Oh. On your job, you got a promotion. But I hope that man is treating you good, giving you love and devotion. But baby, I'm still crazy. I'm still crazy about you, baby. Still crazy. Before I give you stress, I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance, I just have to try before I close the door. Close the door and tell you goodbye. Still crazy, I am crazy about you. I wanna justify and express myself. I gotta say that I'm just still crazy about you. Lord, I'm still crazy about you. I don't understand how that man has been with you this long. And haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. Good God Almighty. I heard you got this kid. But still, he ain't changed your last name. Baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you. Baby, if he'd even taken you down to the courthouse, I wouldn't bother you. God Almighty, but there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet. Behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. And in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures when we went to the county fair. And can we
stop the presses just for a second? I gotta go back to a few phrases here.
He ain't changed your last name. Baby, if he had taken you down to the altar, I wouldn't bother you.
Come on.
I wouldn't bother you, Lord Almighty, but there's still a chance. I want you to know there's still a chance. You made me. This is crazy. Crazy.
What?
Oh, crazy.
Man.
Crazy. Crazy. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet. Behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. Baby, and in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer,
in the bottom,
pictures of you and I. And
sometimes
when I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down, I look at your pictures where we went to the county fair, and I want you,
man, Mike,
your favorite pink teddy bear.
Wow, Will,
how crazy! I know it sounds after all this time that I'm out of my
coast
mind.
To coast.
See that bottom drawer? That's the drawer.
Oh, the mice bottom in. Drawer. Hey, Mike, you got it.
The mice sneaking in.
Man, Mike. Wow, we're coast to coast. And girl, baby, we just want to roll with you. We just want to roll with you. Oh, you don't have to look no more.
Hey, what's up? Just got home.
Keep it locked right here.
I got your text earlier.
Do you give me the buzz? Mad Mike Wild Kill. Coast to coast.
But don't you?
Yeah.
Very special.
You don't have to. You don't have to look over the girl. You don't have to look over. I'm trying to tell ya.
I want you to pay very close attention. Listen.
Going to the bedroom. There's a box on the bed just for you. And I know you're surprised. But there's a dress and some cash for the lashes for your eyes. I put you up around 8. And be ready, I'm excited. And I can't wait. It's been a long time. We need to move and groove. And baby, relax. I'm gonna take you to your favorite spot for dinner. Then we'll go and dance
to some old school R&B.
Yeah.
Gonna dance the night away.
Yeah.
Baby, just you and
I know
me.
I know I'm too much, baby.
Get back home,
but it's alright.
We don't need no
TV
or no
yeah, to call. We ain't gotta do it all at one time.
I'm gonna beat your dessert.
Portions.
I know you're watching your weight, but a little chocolate won't
hurt. Wow.
I wanna roll with you.
Yeah. Party all night long. Let's get out. Groove.
I wanna roll with you.
I wanna roll with you, baby.
Mm.
To the early morning. Let's get out to step on. You see, I'm not gonna take your love for granted. I remember what it felt like. When I didn't have it, I'll celebrate you. I
I'm your husband. Yes. And you're my wife. I need you to remember there's nothing more important to me. Yes. Than to see you happy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
There's nothing more important to me. Oh, no. Than to see a smile on your face. If you got a problem.
Yeah.
I got a problem. And I'm going to help you solve them. Can I tell you again? If you got a problem. And I got a problem. And I'm going to help you solve them. Yes, I will. If something's bothering you, oh baby, that is bothering me too. Yes, it is. We've been together for a long time. Oh baby, I'm too glad you're mine. I wanna roll with you. I wanna roll with you. I wanna roll. I wanna roll.
I wanna roll. Roll with you, girl. Yeah. Man. Mike. Mad Mike.
Yes, sir.
You know what? You are a co-conspirator.
What'd I do now?
No, because this wild stuff, this mad stuff that's going on, you are guilty as charged along with me. I'm not going down by myself. I'm not going down by myself.
Wait
Mike.
A sec. Wait just a second.
No, ain't no. Okay, all right. Let's talk about it.
Have you got witnesses? Do you have audio tape? Do you have sworn statements? Have you got video?
Yeah.
You got shit.
I got all of it. All right. You know what? Guess what? A good prosecutor does not ask a question he does not have the answer
to. The answer to.
That's right. And I got receipts, my brother. Don't even pull that with me.
Nope.
You is just as guilty as I am. We're going down together.
A good investigator never leaves a trail.
This guy, so, you know what? I can't call him having a problem with without me admitting guilt. So I'm going to the next song. Mad Mike, Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have more fun than this. You can't do it.
Well, you can, but it's going to be a little more.
You got to pay for it. Shit.
But damn, it needs fixing.
Been a while. Just don't take sand to the beach.
There's something wrong with him.
It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think
this
we're
is
better
another one
off
with, a great
all
story
this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face when I walked out that door. That's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Where it mends or it breaks between a rock and a hard place.
We've all been there.
For the record, shit, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. Tears rolling down your face when I walked out that door. That's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all?
but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Tears rolling down your face as I walked out that door. And that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? How much more of this can we take?
So, William, I don't know if I told you recently, but I had to fly up to Portland, Oregon. Oh, William's not listening to me. I feel so used. I guess I'll tell him later. He's on a potty break. Pay attention to the saxophonist on this.
I remember this song.
So here's the rest, as I used to say, here's the rest of the story on this song, William.
Okay. Dave Stewart's a bad cat, man.
He's a bad dude. guess
bad.
Guess who's playing the sax?
Oh, okay. All right, Mike, what talk?
The gal playing the sax is Candy Dulfer.
Yes, yes. Oh.
And she's a nice looking lady, and the saxophone she plays, looks like it was drugged behind a pickup truck on 5 miles of Bad Fontana Road.
Oh, Candy Dulfer.
Her saxophone looks just all tarnished and beat up, but listen to that thing. She plays that saxophone with heart.
No.
Before we started this show, before we started Mad Mike and Wild World Coast to Coast, Candy Dulfer is in the Hall of Fame. She's in the rotation. She has look, I'm a Candy Dulfer fan, dude.
Nice, nice.
Oh.
So this is the other one I was hoping you would like to put in rotation.
She's already, oh my goodness.
But this song with Dave Stewart?
Woo!
David Stewart?
Man,
song's called Lily Was Here. I don't know how they came up with that title, but Lily Was Here.
You know, I didn't have that.
I think she left, but she was here.
Oh, she was here. Oh, she packed her
bags.
That's
the name of the song.
Okay. I didn't have her in the rotation before. I mean, Dave Stewart with Candy Dulfer. Are you serious right now? Look.
Yeah, no, that's it. Man, I put it in what I sent to you.
No, look, Candy Dulfer is a serious artist. Look.
Yes, she is.
I already know, bro. Man. I love that.
I just like the fact that she's not playing a beautiful, polished, pretty saxophone. She's beating this nitty gritty saxophone up and making it sound like gold.
Man, no. Hey, look here. She's beating it down, dude. Candy Dulfer is bad.
Yep.
You know, if it wasn't a family show, I would say badass. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say that. Here, I'll bleep it for you. We're good. I bleeped it.
Okay. Can we do a little Mickey Howard right now? Oh.
Lord. Another sax. I love saxophone. Lord.
Baby.
I like bass and I like saxophone.
Man. I've been trying to tell myself. Look. I'm serious right now, dude.
Thank you.
together.
Ooh, sweet day. You know that I need
I need
every day.
I don't care how you shape it. I don't care what you do with it. I don't care. I don't care. This is the baddest on the planet. We are bringing back radio. Ladies and gentlemen, kick back, grab a glass. I already told you. I already told you. So I try to told you. I try to told you what I told you. So I don't any other way to put this. Man. Mike. Wild Bill, coast to coast. Mickey Howard. Baby. Be mine.
So William, I was gonna tell you a story to go along with the song three songs ago, the Rockin' a Hard Place song, the country song. Rockin' a Hard Place.
Let's do it.
And I had to I'd fly up to Portland, Oregon not too long ago. One of my ex-girlfriends, we parted ways nicely. We're still friends, and she hooked
you
up with a guy and they moved.
You got still friends?
What's that?
You still
friends? Oh yeah, I'm friends with all my ex-girlfriends.
All your ex-girlfriends. So, about 75, 80 of them. Okay, I'm sorry, go on.
Well, that's a little exaggeration.
Oh yeah,
so
not,
She trusted this guy. She moved up to Portland, Oregon with him, and he ended up being I got to be careful here.
A jerk.
A jerk. Okay. So she calls me. She calls me one night. She's all in tears. And she, Mike, I made such a big mistake. And, you know, I know you've always cared about me and stuff. And you know, can you help me out? I need to get out of here. I need to get back down to Southern California.
Okay.
I told her, I said, relax, calm down. Let me know where you're at. I'll fly up there. I'll get you. I'll bring you back down here. And
okay.
Whatever you need.
Okay.
So I get on. I take Southwest. I'm flying up to Portland, Oregon. After the plane takes off, the stewardess gets on the microphone.
Uh-huh.
And she says, ladies and gentlemen, I'm truly sorry. There's 243 passengers on the plane tonight. And before we took off, they loaded the dinners. But they only loaded 80 dinners.
Mm.
So we're very, very sorry, and we're going to try to make it up for you, to you. She says, listen, anybody that doesn't want a dinner, we're going to buy you your drinks the rest of the flight.
Okay.
So, you know, they did their best. You know, they were already in the air. They only had 80 dinners and 243 people on the flight.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I thought that was pretty good, pretty generous, trying to make it right. Southwest, pretty good. I've always had good flights with them. She comes back on the PA system 2 hours later.
Uh-huh.
And she says, ladies and gentlemen, we still have 80 dinners, so if anybody's hungry.
This is Nigel Perkins. Earthquake. Mike, I already knew. Mike, you're insane. That's why I love you, brother. Neither one of us have any damn sense.
I'm Abby Normal.
I love it. I love it. Don't ever be normal. Baby, shake it!
It's probably not going to happen, not at my age.
Oh, yeah! That Mike Wild Will coast to coast. It's the baddest on the planet.
Yeah.
Shake it! Oh, oh, oh. shake it.
Baby, just don't get to it. Baby, shake it. Baby, just
get to
it. Baby, rumble in the jungle. You can feel the earthquake. Baby, shake it. Baby, just don't break it. Baby, shake it. Baby, just don't get to
it.
Baby, shake it. Baby, just don't break it. Baby, rumble.
Oh. Oh. Baby, shake it, just don't break it.
Stepped in the club with a fresh pair of gators on.
Just don't break it. Baby, shake it, just don't break it. Baby, shake it, just don't break it. Woo!
If you break it,
oh! We ain't got no insurance. Oh, come here.
Oh.
Get to him. You know how he left the B-E-O? Say, get to him. And this is Miss Coco, and we talk about the country girl. This is Miss Coco, ladies and gentlemen. Kick back, grab whatever glass you got, fill it up. I said, fill it up with your favorite beverage. It could be Kool-Aid, Gatorade, Limeade. Come on. You rockin' with Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. This is Miss Coco. It's called Country Girl. Come on now.
I like this.
Man. Ooh. Ooh. Come on. Hey, Mike, you might have want to add this to your list.
Giddy up. She's giddy in my wheelhouse right there. Got my horse. Giddy up.
Ow! Boy. Hey, Mike, you know, hey, Mike, I know you have plenty of saddles. You have plenty of saddles, don't you, bro?
Yeah, got plenty of them.
There's a party going on here. There's a party going on. Yeah. Oh. That's Miss Coco. Saddle up.
This is going in my rotation.
I love it, Mike.
I'll play this on at the club on the
I bet you Friday. Will. I know you will. I got you. It's Miss Coco.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
They are courageous and they grab your heart. So, hey, if you want to have fun, you can just saddle
called Country Girl. Miz, M-I-Z-Z, Coco.
Saddle up till you have enough.
Saddle up. Get it, yo.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Oh! 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 Mike,